Chapter 5. Tea for Two. Fwee! The tea kettle whistled, and a gust of steam shot out. Rarity used her horn to magic her prettiest tea set out of the cupboard. The cups were white with gold-plated rims and handles, and the saucers were plum-colored and encrusted with rare violet gemstones. She only used the set on very special occasions. Either when she was stuck on a project and needed a little pick-me-up, or when she had a guest over who was worthy of the very best. As it happened, Charity was a very special guest at the Carousel Boutique. She deserved special treatment. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have some pony around who appreciates style just as much as I do, Rarity said, pouring the hot water from the gilded teapot. Steam rose from the cup into delicious, fragrant swirls. It was lavender and Ceylon-flavored tea, Rarity's favorite. It would go perfectly with the blue dazzle berry tart that she had baked earlier. Ponyville is so quaint and adorable, but it doesn't have much of a fashion scene, you know. But of course, I do love it here, even if it's no Manhattan. I could never be too far away from my friends. Are you originally from the city? I'm actually from Philadelphia, but I also studied abroad in Maris, France last summer, Charity explained. That was super cool. How divine, Rarity gasped. I would give anything to visit France. Are you a fan of Coco Chavelle, too? She's only my idol, Charity squealed, standing up. Other than you, Rarity. Now you're just flattering me. Rarity blushed. Keep doing it if you must. Even though she'd only spent a few hours with Charity, it was safe to say that she would never tire of her compliments. As Rarity continued preparing the tea, Charity looked around the boutique with fascination. Wow, now this is a real designer's workshop. Not like mine back in my apartment in the city. The room was littered with half-unrolled bolts of fabric, pieces of patterns that had yet to be pinned, and glittery adornments of every shape and size. Straight pins stuck out of various cushions, and velvet ribbon clippings sat in neat piles underneath the sewing machine. The model ponikins were outfitted in matching green dresses that were clearly some sort of work in progress. The forest green fabric was expertly draped and pinned, but still far from completion. I told you the boutique was fabulous, Rarity giggled. It is, Charity said dreamily. I wish I owned one just like it. It was so great to see that there were ponies just like Rarity, ambitious and stylish. Maybe someday you will. A girl can dream! Charity skipped over to the half-clothed ponikins. Oh my giddy! What are these? The fabric is totally gorge! Very John Galopiano. His spring line was awesome, right? It was so lovely to talk to another pony about the world of fashion. Charity seemed to know her stuff. Those little things? They're hardly comparable to Galopiano, Rarity laughed. They are a commission for the Ponyville Choir's Sweet Songs of Summer concert. But I'm afraid I absolutely detest what I've created thus far. If I had more time, I'd scrap these and start over completely. Rarity looked at the ponikins wistfully. Alas, every artist must go through their process. What's your process like? The eager student leaned in closer. Do you make pattern schematics, or just raw sketches? I do a little of everything. My process is always undergoing revisions. Part of Rarity's current process was denial. She had been doing a great job of ignoring the fact that she was on a deadline to finish the dresses. Charity's arrival had served as a wonderful distraction, but the Ponyville concert was next week. She really needed to finish sewing them. It would be terrible to disappoint Golden Harvest and the other singers who had practiced so hard. Rarity had to be very careful these days after her disaster with Hoity Toity. The famous fashion critic had come to Ponyville to see the designs she'd created for her friends to wear to the Grand Galloping Gala. But they were all tragically wrong. She'd taken too much advice from her clients, and the dresses had ended up as over-accessorized messes. Now the choir dresses were in a similarly tragic state. They just looked like a mess of green satin with some ribbons hastily added as an afterthought. Not Carousel Boutique worthy at all, but she'd have plenty of time to sort them out later. Right now, her main priority was the new apprentice. Enough about me, Rarity sipped her tea. I want to hear more about you, darling. She used her magic to dish up a piece of tart for her guest and took the seat across from her. Blue dazzleberry tart? Delish! Charity took a teensy-weensy bite of her piece. I just love blue dazzleberries. Rarity looked down at the tart on Charity's plate. She had barely eaten a single bite. That was odd. Charity pushed her plate away. So what do you want to know about me? Everything. Rarity leaned forward. Your favorite new trends, the best piece you've ever made, what products you use on your beautiful mint mane. You know, the usual important topics. Rarity looked down at the Hoof Programs brochure. Rarity wasn't quite Rainbow Dash in the competitiveness department, but she did love a good challenge now and then. But first, you can start by telling me about this fabulous Hoof fashion competition. The competition, Charity clammed up. She took a timid sip of her tea. The competition is where all the apprentices present their own line, the one they worked on with their mentors. The winner gets to display their designs in the fall windows at Saks and possibly even gets to be in Mare Eclair. Are you serious? Rarity stood up and put her hooves out on the table. Her eyes looked huge. We must win. Saks was one of the biggest, most luxurious department stores in Manhattan. It got tons of hoof traffic from all the city ponies and tourists who visited just to see the elaborate window displays. It would be unbelievable exposure for a budding designer like Charity, or even a seasoned one like Rarity at that. Why, if she'd had the chance to display her designs there, she would be over the moon. And a magazine spread? Well, that would just be icing on the cupcake. I'm getting the vibe that you're not as thrilled about this idea as I am. Can I ask why, dear? It's Saks, for Celestia's sake. Because there's totally no way I'll ever win, Charity explained. She turned her gaze out the window. The other ponies in my program are so talented. I mean, I know that I'll learn so much from you, but I don't think I'll ever measure up to them, even with your help. That attitude will simply not do, Rarity said as her face morphed into a frown. She stood up and began to use her magic to move the tea set to the sink and fill the sink with bubbles and suds. After a moment, she turned around theatrically and proclaimed, "Stick with me, Charity, and you'll be in the spotlight in no time." "You really think so?" Charity asked, biting her lip. "You think I have a shot to be an incredible, amazing, famous designer like you?" The expression of admiration Charity wore was intoxicating. It was like Rarity's life was an outfit that lacked pizzazz, and Charity was the long-sought-after accessory that completed it. She suddenly couldn't wait to share her secrets of success with the young pony. "Of course, darling," Rarity smiled. "Just do exactly as I do."